Just one halakha in the laws of Eruv Tavshilin, that again the law of Eruv Tavshilin this year will apply three times. It'll apply before Rosh Hashanah, it'll apply before Sukkot, and it'll apply before the second half of Shemini Aseret and Simchat Torah. Maran writes, Eruv Zeh Osin Oto Bepat VeTavshil. One must use one baked item and one cooked item in order to make the Eruv Tavshilin. The minhag is to use bread for the baked item, and the minhag is to use a cooked egg or hard-boiled egg for the cooked. So the bread is the baked and the hard-boiled egg is the cooked. Baran then says, V'im lo asa'o ela mitavshil levad mutar. Let's say a person, for whatever reason, forgot to use the bread. He just took a hard-boiled egg, and he said, "Bedein eruba yeshare." And he said whatever he's supposed to say, like it's written in the Mahzor, "Bedi'abad." If a person just used an egg, it allows them not only to cook, like the egg was cooked, but it also allows them to bake. Because the main eruv was established for cooking. So as long as you fix the cooking, the baking comes automatic. However, let's say the opposite happened. Let's say the person only made an Eruv with pat. So for sure, the pat does not allow him to cook. And most of the poskim say that since you did the Eruv wrong, the pat, the bread, will not even allow him to bake, because the Eruv is invalid. Therefore, a person must know what the Ikar is. The Ikar is the Tabshil. And therefore one must seek with at least he has the cooked item for the Eruv. Of course, if a person, let's say, had a cooked item, and then before Yom Tov, he said, "Wow, I didn't put the bread." So of course you can take the bread now, add it to the Eruv, and say, Bahadin, read the Bahadin again. Of course without a Beracha. He said the Beracha already on the Tavshil. But it's proper to do it like the Minhag. Now let's say a person, he says, "Rabbi, my wife doesn't bake on Yom Tov," which really most women do not bake on Yom Tov if you think about it. A lady is not going to go now on Rosh Hashanah and start making cookies. Usually the cookies are made from before. They just take them out of the freezer. They're not going to start making a dough and start. This takes a lot of time. They're not going to dirty the whole kitchen out to start baking. Baking is usually done before. So let's say a lady said, "Listen, I don't bake on Yom Tov." Then the ketechila, you don't have to take bread, because there's no baking. You're only cooking. So then, anyway, you don't need to take it. The only reason why they will matzlich the bread is for afiyah. But if the person knows they're not going to have afiyah, so then the tavshil is enough. So again, lashon of Maran, Eruv ze osin oto bepat mitavshil, v'im lo asa'o ela mitavshil levad mutar. Mutar mishnah Berurah says le'efot ulbashel biyom tov b'shvil Shabbat. U'mikol makom, im nizkar kodem sh'ashecha, sarik le'osif laniach gam pat, v'yomar, ba'aden eruba, avalo yibarech shenit.